My essence is pure and total consciousness, we say to ourselves. And we say it again, and we say it again. And if there are other phraseologies or other forms of this idea, this concept, this pointing out of our essence and essential nature that you have created for yourself or have read somewhere else, but that is as universal, that is non-gendered, that is that simple. My essence is pure and total consciousness. Then I'm sure that you are using it because it resonates with you. And that's why you've magnetized that phrase toward you or created it for yourself. My essence is pure and total consciousness. A couple of months ago, we started working with the senses, and we played with each sense for some period of time on multiple levels, at least three levels. Then we explored just slightly when we really should come back to it, the word mind as the sixth sense, not with a capital M per se, not with all capital letters, but just as a sixth sense, as a comprehensive kind of collection of the sensations and the necessary root and necessary compiler and coagulant of all the five senses. And we've been playing now with consciousness for probably 3 weeks, or this will be the third week. Consciousness is a word, just like blue is a word, sky is a word, me is a word. What do we mean by these words? I can't tell you what consciousness is. Maybe nobody can. And that's kind of awesome to think about. That's pretty amazing to actually contemplate that actually none of us knows what consciousness really is. None of us knows what awareness, capital A, is. Because none of them fundamentally are what the set of phenomena that we experience and call by that name is. And yet, it seems, if we really step back, that this quote on our screen is true. Pure and total consciousness is the universal aim to which everybody aspires. And that universal consciousness, that elephant that everyone is trying, who is, you know, kind of groping to figure out what this is, what is awareness, what is Christ consciousness, what is Buddha nature, what is Dharmakaya, what are, you know, what is that, tat, capital T-A-T in Sanskrit. What is emptiness, shunyata, the mother of all Buddhas, the mother of all phenomena? All the musings, all the meditations that we do are steps toward the unwordable, the inexpressible, the ineffable, the profound. That right now is as ordinary as the space in our room, because the space in our room, the furniture, the color on our walls, the smell of the toast or the coffee or the tea, whatever it is, are all tat, that. I am that, and that I am. My essence is pure and total consciousness. Total means that nothing is left out. No phenomenon is left out. Known or unknown, experience or not experienced. Pure. Never was not anything but pure. These things are amazing to contemplate, and then to actually muse that I am this, this me that is striving to be a good human being, to help Mother Earth, to be kind and generous and considerate and respectful and courteous and creative, is this, called by whatever words resonate with you. The universal aim to which everybody aspires. The source of true and lasting happiness. The source of true and lasting peace. The source of all beauty. All wonder. All that is. We smile as we continue our explorations of the fundamentals of what we think we are. Senses, sensations, and therefore all perceptions. Mind, and therefore all beliefs and thoughts and ways we put it all together. Consciousness, awareness. What is that? Who are you? What are you? We take a long, so deep breath. And feel all the sensations of that. Wonder where this breath comes from. How many other beings are part of it? How much history, how much time is part of it? And wonder with this breath, will there be another? Or is this my last one in this incarnation? And behind it all, smile, perceptions, sensations, thoughts, beliefs, musings, wanderings, insights. Is the ineffable. And we all can feel it. Amazingly ordinary, like the space in our room. And vast and deep present, and therefore we are present and present. We settle together, breathing in and breathing out. My essence is pure and total consciousness. And we say it from deep inside. And repeat it. And as we repeat it, we are also calling that truth forward. And we say it respectfully. As if bowing to the ineffable that is our essence of being. We say it understanding that to our essence, to this profound essence of being, there's nothing to figure out. There's never any problem. It doesn't get hungry. It doesn't get thirsty. There is no pain. There's no suffering in the world. All is perfect. Not in any type of denial of suffering or pain or hunger or thirst. But that's how ineffable our essence is. Gate, gate, It is beyond. It is not a phenomenon. So it's not an it either. And yet, this is a universal aim to which everyone aspires. We abide. And that simplicity itself is pure. The action is simple, and therefore it is pure. And the result, abiding, is simple, and therefore pure. And if we are actually present to ourself, present to our abiding, then awareness is total in this moment. It's not distracted. Even if that's for a nanosecond, in that nanosecond, it is total. Because total does not mean omniscient. Total does not mean, you know, all comprehending. It can include that, but that isn't what it means. It means total. There's no distractions. There's nothing else. Therefore, all is now. All is you. All is awareness. And so, like the exercise done on Saturday, if we are present, we feel our body. It's in the background, but it's there. You feel the whatever we're sitting on. It's in the background, but it's there, total. You feel the air coming in our nose. Its temperature, its velocity, its texture. It's in the background, but it's there. We feel altitude, we feel present. And it all combines effortlessly because we are present. And the simplicity of it all, and even how to sit in it, is almost laughable, humorous. Why do we work so hard about everything? Why do we work so hard? When right here, we're sitting and breathing, and if that's really what we're doing, sitting, breathing, we are being. We take a long, slow, deep breath. As we complete, we say it again. My essence is pure and total consciousness. Explore your essence and simply be. Love you all. Create your day.